Mikvot, Yotes, by the Rosh Hashanah, Dal Nizanei, Toshim Memhei, March 26, 1985, on Tuesday.
The Perush HaMishneh and the Mishneh Gimel. But we went over the Perush HaMishneh and Mishnah in the original text and the practice text. And we pointed out that the original text of the Perush HaMishneh, so it says in Bichris that even if the tzina has no wood, just open on both sides and no biskin. If it's made of wood, so it's cubic ways, and cubic ways in certain situations is the Kabbalah Kabbalah, only in certain situations. In other words, there are all kinds of pshutik reeds. Let's say, the pshutik reeds that is mishamish odom and mishamish keli is mikabot l'ingama. What is an example of the pshutik reeds that is mishamish odom and mishamish keli? Let's say, table. A table has no biskibble. It's flat. There's no whimsy on top. So, it's a pshutik reed. What is Mishamish Haram? It's used by people to internet and Mishamish Kelim. You put Kelim on the table. So maybe it's Mikabel Tumi Haram. But suppose it's only Mishamish Kelim and not Mishamish, and it's only Mishamish Haram and it's not Mishamish Kelim. So then it's not Mikabel Tumi Haram. It's not the Kamakura Mirabha. Not in Mirabha. You have your Rambam, you know, the scale, spiritually. Show me spiritually, aloha. Show me shmides bechleis, shem nasur mi kamor. Kol kleis are also in touch with shodim rubad, mi nasur, let's say leather. So it's only also in touch with shodim. You cannot be mishamish shedim on the leather. So it's not the kabotum ni minamo. In a sure material in the Kabbalah, you will do Hakomu to the whole creates for Osu in Tashmi Shakim in the Yodo, Kiye, Hashuchon, the Apablo, the Amito, the Halitze, in the Kabbalah to me. Um Nanshe in Tashmi Shodom, in Tashmi Shamcho, Shalimia Hakiori Savashuchon, the Akinsi Savashavlo. The whole creator also in Tash Mishakim in Rubab, Shari Mishamish Misham Fyodo, Umur Mishamish Esakim, Ele Mishas Roch in Rubab, Ari Zetoe Niklum, Kibinei Roshalit, Shem Shamesh Samir Mishas Adlok, Vichain Nihuk Mishim Amich in Tachasakim, Mishas Roch in Tachasakim, Mishas Roch ואם הוא ימשם שסכים משעשו לוחו, משעורים משעשו לוחו, הרי זה מקבל תומי. וכי הגיצו הקפוצה וחייצי בי תיק הסייר, ויסקים ורימח במספריים, ויתה והמתחיל והמחתול ובסקיחיל ובקטבי ובסקרוציו ובסחיצים ובסקוזיס certain names I don't know what it is ובתקחולי that's musical things קוראו וחליצי בהם אף על פי שם משם שכירי מקבלי תומו שערכוי צורך להם בשסלוחו וישלול בשסלוח נבלת סולת רמב״ם mentions lead dog, shomish means the chayitz. In other words, if it is mishamish only or not, elera. So then it's not the kavotum even the rabbah. If it is mishamish, although any mishamish chayim, like a table, you look on the table and you put plates on the table, so then it's the kavotum even the rabbah. If it is a pshite chayitz, it is mishamish chayim, and no Adam, then he can. If it's Mishamish Kelim, only Bishas Muloche, and Shalim Bishas Muloche not, so then it's not the Kabupuni with the Rabbah, let's say in the Nereh, in wooden Nereh. So, without it, it's Kibu. Sometimes in the Nereh has it, it's Kibu too, but he's talking about the Nereh, you know, that there's no cup, you know, in which you put in oil, you see. So in wooden nere that has no kibbul is mishamish keilim only mishas moche. When they burn, when they don't burn, it doesn't fulfill any function. So then it's not the kavutum in the rabba. But if it is mishamish keilim, vein mishas moche, and vein shalom mishas moche, in other words, tikasai, the case, it's a wooden case in which you push in the sayo from the sake, but it's not the case to which we are accustomed, because the cases, the containers, the cases to which we are accustomed are real receptacles, they are the skill. But sometimes you have a wooden container, you know, it has no whiskey, it has no taste, but you just push in the sake in there without the whiskey. So that's Mishamish Mishasmiloch, and Shaloi Mishasmiloch. So Mele, if it's Mishamish Mishasmiloch, and Shaloi Mishasmiloch, so then it's in Kabupun Dram. Alright. So the Rambam says in Pilgalat Mishnale, Sine Ugelo Shekirin Kanal, you know, it's the same word, who be Trilo Abdimo, Shedvara Mishne Kulo, who be Gelo, Shelimitrila Samitri, Vizekmo Shedvara Bikisepke, Vizesa Aloch, Sine Shehokikum Zikobe, Pesel Samitri, Kobidaki Hokikim Pesel Samitri. וכבר יסבויה בשעס סיבה זה ומושאים כרפלאים שובה לרבון רוצלוימה שמיקי עושו ממהים שוב אומנם מופסו לרבון ובזה מסתפקו אם הויו אין מדועית בקר כרובונו והקים חוקק בו גולו נטיניסים ולא מסתפקו בזה אם חוקק בו יסתקו ומסיבה אשר יביאו הויו ותרסקו לו בתורת שכל מה שיוזו לו הולכים לישור the Rehobi Neimon Tiraskli Nisomol Kli Nifishayni Kli Kibo Achliyei Sein Shaleit Somuo Poso Liik Asher Tzleinu Vehu Shepshuti Kliyeit Nikabutu Certain Shepshuti Kliyeit If it's Misham Mishodom Vikelim or Misham Mishelim Bein Mishas Melachton Bein Shaloi Mishas Melachton So Nacha Shidamti Lozeh Liik Yaroma שמי שיוסי קיימן תחס הגולו וכנאו לקבץ בהם המים הנה המים מגיע בהם מים שובי ופייפר סמיקשו so ואפילו הולו אלו עקירים כוי אבונים אשר יקבלו אותו so but then only if it is a biscuit so the Rambam Shite in the Pirush HaMishni which is contrary to the Shite of most Hashem most Hashem say that as far as Shov is concerned, it doesn't depend upon Kabbalah school. Just as we say that the Kli Gloin Kli Avonim Kli Adomo, that is not the Kabbalah, but if it has a basket, it has a container, a receptacle, a tape, so then any mind that enters into it, that passes through it, becomes whole, because it's a Kli Kibbutz. It doesn't depend upon Kabbalah school. So the converse is also true, that if it is Mikabutum, most Rishonim say, even if it's Mikabutum, but if it has no Beis Kibbutz, it has no Beis Kibbutz, so then it doesn't become true. But the Rambam says here in the Rosh HaMishneh that it can become true in two situations. Either in the situation where it has a Beis Kibbutz, even though it's not Mikabutum, let's say Kli Gloin, Kli Avonim, Kli Adomo, or when it has no Beis Kibbutz, should it create, but it's Mikabutum, even though it's Mikabutum only in the Rabbon. So it also becomes Shul. That's a very big question. Contrary to the Shita of most Rishonim, who say that if there's no Beis Kibbutz, even if it's Mikabutum, So then it doesn't become true. Let's see Kabbalah's translation. So he mentions in Kabbalah's translation, he mentions covered with a hakike in the case in connection with the tzinia that has a group. But if the tzinia doesn't have a group, then it does not make any difference whether it's covered with a hakike or hakike with a covered. Moshe is poyam deceptive Allah Hazu. Tzinia shakhakike with a covered, based on some mitzvah. Kovel ha-kachokike, אין מי פסוס המיקר, וכביר הקאום אותם הדומו, ושאחרו עצרים משום רבון, תלוי מה שמיקר שהוא עושה ממהים שובים, אם יפוסו לא מרבון, ומפיכוך יתירו, עם כובל סקירו וקאר כמובן ומרקח חוק הגבוד בסקיבו, יהיה מפסד. ויתירו דומה זה עם חוק של מסוכבו, מהטעם שהזכירו, הולו ותרסקויו לו בתאוש, יכול Mayim Shemishcholo Tumishol. So, in Kabbalah's translation, the Rambam says just the reverse of what he says in the original translation. Now, Kabbalah himself believes, and that's his theory all over, I don't know. So, that it's not one version is correct and one is erroneous, but it's two different maduras. It's two different maduras by the Rambam. By the Rambam, in Madura Kam and Madura Basra. So the original translation he represents the Madura Kam, and his translation, the manuscript that he found, so is a Madura Basra. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? Because the manuscript that he found, that he, from which he translated into Rosh Hashanah. So Rambam wrote it in Arabic. So it had the Roshan that is mentioned in this translation. I mean that is mentioned in the original translation, and that was crossed out and then put in the other text. So that's a right. So that would be Gutraye is the manuscript that he found, which he translated into Russian Kodesh, had been written by the Rambam himself. Then it would be Gutraye. But he doesn't claim that he found the manuscript that was written by the Rambam himself. In other words, he found a manuscript that was written by someone before the print was invented. So there were many printers, you know. They had to be matic to copy. So maybe somebody copied, you know, from the original translation, and then not the original translation, somebody copied from from an erroneous text, and then he realized that this text was erroneous because he got another text, another manuscript, and then he crossed it out. So it's no raya that it's a question of matter coming of the past. If Kappa had been sure that this manuscript was written by the Rambam, then it would be a for it. But Rambam himself wrote the way it appears in the original English. Then he puts a line across the Bible and puts something else. That means he changed his mind. But it wasn't the Rambam's handwriting. It was someone who, let's say, several hundred years later, wrote at first the way it appears in the original translation in Arabic, and then he crossed it out. Why did he cross it out? Because he realized that the first copy was erroneous. I mean, it could be like that. Anyway, so you see, there's it. Now let's go over the Rambam in Mishneh Gimel. מוקי נסחבר ביבון קטנית ויקרו המים הזולים כי מכל מה שיוקר על זה הצינר הם מים שולים ושזה המוקי מחוקוק קריאו ואם הולו זה הצינר של חרס תקף שיחקד בי כנשי או לביס אז יושפו ואומר ביסי שאולי מה שכי חרס יצטורך שיוכל ביס ואוז יושפו אלוהים נשתברו וכן תוסי לי ויחשב לי אלוהים יהיה המחפי שמקבל את זה כפי מה שמזכוי הראשי מכם אומרים זו הזו ואחר אומר הוא יוצרי לי נסלח לכם נסלחי עוצרים מה שהם הוי רצים לבסקיבו אשר הוא תעשו כמו שסיפרנו ואחר נשמע לי זה הבא יסקיבו בעבונים נסלח להם והסיבו נשלח לי מנסור, אם נשמע לי ביופו, so that sticks, it doesn't change, מיוחדת. סוסו בקצות אשר, אשר, נשוף תחרף, נתן קומפליטלי דואן לך, ומי כושר, ולפי שהוא כבוסו רבי סיבו, אשר הוי אבוי, אשר סום יקוי, מזהו כבון הסום ראי, ומיר לך, וגצי שמגבו בסירים ועדירו, אשר תעשר מיירו, אשר תעשה ראילו בן המים, אם רציני להובי המים מלוקם מוקי, ומתעשה תיאוסי מחרץ, ומתיאוסי מלפרץ, תראי בעל לך המים מזיכו, ומיילו בורץ, כלומר שזה הסיר נמצא רפי, now he discusses that סיר נשוצא מכאן ומכאן, פירוכת מהאמצע, אין לי פיסה, מכן שלא נעשה את הבון, והמים הלכים לו, ואירי, even though water is retained on account of the narrowness, on account of the narrowness at the end of the tzinir, and the relative width of middle of the Tineya. But since it was not Masari Kabole, so Mele, it's not a biskim. Ve'amayim hilchino the mitche vino yikosha ha-pashpats ha-mayim v'zeh-achol in the middle v'mikabim shirav, because he didn't do it deliberately in order to be mikabim. Lifili shalei yichabim v'zeh-achol sheyye klikim. V'yomnom hoya ha-kabone sheyitza ha-mayim in ha-mitche ha-tzah v'chim. V'yona v'yomnom omarnu v'tzine rakide shehu yiyye be'imokim mikuea Paceless Amitre, who is also a Kabor, Rotorima Kabu Treves, who quokidin, Mishin, Kelim, Shemikolatir, the Kriheres, has learned his kufi, Apotishem Kabu, the Siba Zema Shemaharno, Shem Lunaso Kabor, Vine, Yotol Holy Kabor Mei, Viu, Shem Kolam Kabu in Paceless Amitre, the Yeshuba Amai Mahirk in the Manishuvi, not every Biskibo. Passes the water that passes through it, a show. Only if the biskibu was constructed deliberately in order to be nikabu, a local masha also nikabu, the hovein se honikya, the egis boyos. Here you find a big stira in the Rambam. She silin shall matches in the place of samikya. Kifirikya, asha zakar. The who, she also nikabu. So what does the Rambam say here? This is diametrically opposed to what the Rambam said in Mishnah. In Mishnah, the Rambam said, mentioned such a big finish, the team should be great, which is not mikabel to me in the rice. Only in the Rabbah, in certain situations. So if it is the kind of critical aid that is mikabel to me in the Rabbah, so any water that passes through that Tzinea, the critical aids, even though it is no teich, so become show. So one would say, it's a kalachimah of logic, al haskamu lichamu, shitik l'matres, that is mikabu tumim b'raise. You see, the aloche in Kabbalah's thing is as follows. You have four kinds of hair. You have shitik l'aids, you have klimatres, you have Kli Cheres, and you have Kli Kloi, Kli Adomo, and Kli Ofo. Kli Kloi, Kli Adomo, Kli Ofo are never even if it has a biscuit. Kli Cheres is Mikabutum, and the I say, if it has a biscuit. If Kli Cheres is not Mikabutum, and the I say, it's not Mikabutum, and the Abu Cheres. So even treating the matres is becoming clear right. So couldn't we conceive of the logical Kalvachena? Once the Rambam says in Mishnah Aleph that the treaty creates that is Mikabu Tume, only the Rabbah, not with the rights, so makes any mind that pass through it to show our Haskama with Hamo. It's a logical kawahina that should be matres a metal symbol, a metal type, even that there's no biskim. But that's the kawahina that I say. So it certainly should make any water that passes through it into show. That's how it would follow logically. But look what the Rambam says in Mishnah. Look what the Rambam says in Mishnah Gimel. Oh, Veidis Boyer. This is the fourth big line in Mishnah Gimel. You have small lines and you have big lines. So the fourth big line, Veidis Boyer, the ceiling shall not press. In priestless amitri, kifolike asha zohan, vihushi yir osu nikabor, omnom habilti nikabel, kine in beidobo, shehu peisi, uchvo nikbor lo gamke nizei sa aloche. So he says, shishir is a matras in priestless amitri. When is it passed, when does it pass the mitri? Vushi osu nikabor. Only if it has a missing and it was deliberately constructed to be recovered, then it physically matches, it makes the water that passes through it into shore. So, if that is so, scientifically, it certainly shouldn't take it to shore. But as I'm saying, in Halacha and Mishnah, that Pshiti creates makes it in the show. So it's either the Arab did you have a Mishmishmari? It's very strange. But let's proceed with the text here. The Hobbes is yet, right? The Ukuch for his boil or gumkin this Halacha, Shetina shall have a kosher. The Mitris of Samitra, if you should, if you should, if you should, Dabe, Kasha, Haskube, Hain Yifse, Veich Yifse, Zachkat, the Kasha, Emes, the Mishu Emes, in Loka, the Kishes, Hayitabe, Matsnechis, Hashem, Shlochu, and Amai, the Hintigle, Ferris, the Kadim, Hashem, and Amai, the Hachois, Hayitabe, Kurum Shirin, So he mentions the chayshes, that's kafra, that's metal. So that's become a tumor with the rice. But if water passed through those layers that are made of copper, of metal, so it doesn't become shore. So it's strange. If water passes through a tzine or veins, that is become a tumor with the rabbonon, doesn't become shore. And if water passes through a tzine or matres, that is in the eyes of the Kabotumbe. So it does become sure. It doesn't make sense. But let's proceed. The Megalze, Valu Valu Hamachshav. I mean, I constantly find that the Roshi in the original translation of the Perusha Mishneh is very different. Very different. I think I know why it is like that. Even though I don't know Arabic and I never saw the Arabic text of the Rambam, but the Rambam in Igorens, in his letters, so there is one letter that he writes to a basic marketing. A basic marketing was contemplating then, not a basic marketing, but Shmuel Mutib. Shmuel Mutib. So Shmuel Mutib was the one who translated Miriam Buchan from Arabic into Russian. So the Rambam advises him to translate from one language into the other. Don't try to translate it literally, because every language has its own gifts. So apparently, the one who translated the Rosh Mishneh, he was a contemporary of the Ashbo. Actually, he didn't translate the Rosh Mishneh. But the contemporary of the Rashbo, under the directive of the Rashbo translator, and he translated it literally. So that's why the expressions are difficult. Kapach translation, as he himself mentioned, he didn't translate it. But we'll soon see in the next mission the difference between that translation and Kapach's translation. Don't become confused. The Yutach had before her, it's a mitzvahin b'ksoris hashas. A very strange expression, Moshnach is. I suppose in Arabic it's idiomatic. And don't become mixed up, he says, and confused by certain gemores in the remote corners of the shas. The remote corners of the Shas. What's the remote corners of the Shas? He means the Gemara in Murukami. Gemara in Murukami. Tzina Shechoki came with the safe cover. So that he calls in the remote corners of Shas. suppose in Arabic there is a certain medium. In other words, he calls it the remote corners of Shas, because that's not his sugi in Mikvahs. It just happens to be overcome, you know. Not in Yonah. So he calls it the remote corners of the Shas. So he says, Hanisim Tzoris HaShas, V'yomrom Shameinis HaShayeluch Alad Gulais, Hanasim V'sivu Necheres HaMikhin Chamer, V'asirinis Nizulosom, Kulom Maim Shum, Genizeis HaMishne Letie, Oynuscho Lein Sofit Bey, Oypokas Yotzeno, V'yomrom Tawusom Vose Kulay Maim Aratisette, Tzina Shechotike, Nibseif Kobe, that's the same Gemara, that's the deceptive. Ashabutina Shalaych, Visiba Zek Moshe Bialu, with Shetiras Kriolom Tov, Moshe Bolosh Nashas. Apparently, there were certain people who went even a step far, and he said that not only Pshute Eitzineya, that is, a Shalaych that has no base kibu. So, it makes every water that passes through it or on it into show. But even a tzina shalchas, that's certainly a good basis, because pshutik v'cheres is not the kamatum in the avo. So that part is all right, you see, he says. All right. V'in a tzina shalchas kei, v'ikhim ha-shem izbora v'keili, she pshutik v'cheres kei no igamre, ולא יוכלו הכירים מצווה מיקרים בשם פונים ולא יגם כן הסילניס בין שיהיה מחרס או ממתחס. So first he says that the silin של חרס that has no base kibu cannot make the water that passes on it through it into show. That we understand, because the base kibu it isn't, and the kabu tumi it isn't either. But then he says matches He does not make it into show either. But the matres is mechanical with the raise. So isn't it a kind of logic? If Shuti creates that is mechanical with the rabbon, makes the water into show, halachas kamo v'chamo, Shuti kol matres. Right. V'shir tzorosom muchas aleyem, she'im nasa l'kabole, v'apiru hoyo ben b'yisimu. If it wasn't constructed deliberately to the mikvah, like a tina kofel, where at the ends it's narrow and in the middle it's wide, so then it retains water, but it wasn't done deliberately to the mikvah water, so it's not considered a kibul either. Alas kamo lechamo, if it cannot retain any water, it just enables water to pass through it quickly, a regular tina without any groove in it. So certainly not. But the question is, so how does the Rambam reconcile his proposition that the tina shall not press and no risk the right saying? So does not make the water that passes through it in the show. Tina Shalit, which is coming to me only in Rabbon, does make it into show. That's very straight. Now, if you look into the Kabbalah translation, now, I don't want to read the whole thing, but there it says just the reverse, that the Tina Shalit is not the Kabbalah to me. If it has no Biskibu, and the Tina Shalharis is not the Kabbalah to me, and the Tina Shalmatra is not the Kabbalah to me. So that's all right. But how can we reconcile the Rambam Mishnah Aleph in the original translation where he says that Pshutik Aitzina or Pshutik Leitz makes the water into show? And what the Rambam says in Mishnah Gimel that a Pshutik Matres does not make it into show. That doesn't make sense. So what's the Pshutik? I think that the Rambam can be explained, of course. One couldn't say it by himself, but the Rambam says it. The Rambam says it. If we accept the premise by Rav Kappach that it's not that one text is erroneous, and one is correct, but it's a question of the coming of the master. I'm reluctant to disagree with him, because after all, what I know about these things, many Arabic manuscripts, and he's the biggest expert, but I'm not sure that his proposition is correct. So, but assuming it's correct, so this text is a matter of coming by the Rambam. So, how can we explain it? Now, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam I take time, but I'll tell you, it's important, let them send around me. There's an open spirit. The Rambam in Pirchei of Tehillim, Halacha Aleph, says, Ho'esek le'kibu mikol mokim, ha'viz m'kabu p'nei v'chol shum nafir. In other words, so he mentions the Halacha, that in order to m'kabu p'nei, as a general Halacha, in order to m'kabu p'nei, it has to be le'kibu. But if it's a kele, not a le'kibu, so he's not m'kabu p'nei. How can the Rambam mention such a general Halacha? After all, we have different categories of Kelim. We have the Kleit, we have the Kleicheres, we have the Kleimatches, and we have the Kleiadomo, Kleiploi, and Kleiebet. So, vis-à-vis Kleiploi, Kleiadomo, Kleiebet, it's never the Kabbalah, it's just the Kabbalah. And vis-à-vis Kleicheres, so if it has teich, it's the kapotim of teich. Vis-a-vis kleits, or the chalitzah, it has teich, it's kapotim. If it has the kleits, it's not the kapotim. It's a rambonon, such a situation. The kapotim is without it. Vis-a-vis the matchas, however, so in the eyes it's the kapotim. Even without teich. So how can the Rambam mention, in general, aloche, hoi se kwe kibu me komo to marry the kapotim? So apparently it's mashma that the general halacha came in general. So without this kibbul, it's not, it doesn't have the chashivas in the text. That is it. Kli glorim, kli adomo, kli avoni. So even with this kibbul, it has no chashivas in the text. So, but we are talking of killing the tevachshivas. So the general Allah of Kelim, the Tevich Shives, the Tachoshu, only the Kelim. But there is a special Allah in the Reis, in the Gat Kulimatres. Kulimatres is considered to be a Kelim Choshu, even without it. But the general, so that's an exception. But the general Allah is that in order to be a Kelim Choshu, to be Mekabel Tumeh, it must have a reason. That's why I'm some Mele. And then the Rambam says, Sholish Yides Yechoyeitz, Yitzhkevi, Shem Asrim Yitabol, Kol Koyeitz also in Tashish Ke Odom Yuvav, Yasul Otrim Yitabel Tumeh, if it's also if it's also Mitashish Kelim, then it depends. If it's also Mitashish Kelim, Bein Lach, Bein Shemoyim, Shasavach, it is Mitabukun Rabba. And if it's also Mitashish Kelim, Yubav, only Shasavach, like it wouldn't hear it, so then it's not Mitabukun Rabba. So in other words, by grace, in view of the fact that the general Alochim in the Raisim, that the Kelim does not have the Hashivas of Kelim, unless it is a mistake. But there is one exception, Kli Matres, metal cave, metal instruments are considered cave shooting in without wisdom. So that's a special, that's an exception. For the general halacha is without it is kibul, he doesn't have the chance of killing by this. So any daraisa, it's never become too many creates, tribulates. So now, so even though the chachamim or misaki, the pshuti creates, I'm a couple to me, so it wasn't just the Taconic. That while the Raisa, it creates master with the skibul in order to be considered a Krikhoshu. So in the Rabbono, it's considered a Krikhoshu even without the skibul. If that had been in the Rabbono, so then the Chachamim should be Sake, that every Pshuti creates is the Kabbalah. Just as in the Raisa, every Pshuti Krimatras is the Kabbalah. Make a difference whether the Pshuti Krimatras and the Shamash Odom making him or the Shamash killing by himself is just Lachdom. Pshuti Krimatras is the Kabbalah. Because Krimatras has the Chshivas of the Kabbalah without the Meskid. Yeah, without the Meskid. So how is it the Chachomim were on Sakid that only in certain situations Pshuti Krimatras is in Kabbalah. What situation? What cases? If it is Mishamish Odom and Kail, or Mishamish Kail, Ben Mishas Lachton, Ben Shalom Mishas Lachton. But if it's Mishamish just Odom like a letter, or Mishamish just Kail, or only Mishas Lachton like a Neira, then it's not a Kabbalah. Why? Because Kol Mitikon Rabbonon Kail Reisit. In view of the fact that we derise it, so creates are no exception to the general rule that without any skibul it doesn't tend to achieve a so even with Rabbanon it's not an exception to the general rule either. If it had been with Rabbanon exception to the general rule, they should be misake that in all cases Pshuti creates is a kabbalah. Not dafke mishamish odom and mishamish gili and mishamish gili maybe just lachman. The fact that the Chachamim said only in these situations shows that even at the Rabbono level, Pshuti creates is not an exception to the general rule that without it is kibul, it does not have the Shiva's of Kibul. But if Shamish Odom, Shamish Kibul, then at the Rabbono it's considered like a Kibul. In other words, you see, anything that has a tail has a very important function. So, as a substitute for the important function potential of a base kibbutz, so is the fact of Mishamish Odin Mishamish Yer, or Mishamish Kelim, Ben Mishas Lachton, Ben Shalif Lachton. So it's not the Chachamim of Misakim that creates, doesn't require this. Even with the Rabbon, on the Rabbon level, creates in order to make Abutume has to be a Kriyat. But certain Pshuti creates have the Chshives of a Bezik. So then when it is make Abutume, because it's considered out to deal with the Rabbon as if it had been a Kriyat. That's why Rambam distinguishes between a tini of Pshuti creates, which is the Kabbalah only the Rabbanon. So then it makes the water to show, and the tini of matras, which is the Kabbalah the Raisa. So here's the kashi. The answer is the fact that the Chachamim were not misaki, that every Pshuti creates only certain indicates that the Takonis Chachamim was not that creates doesn't require this gift. But certain Pshuti creates are analogous to this gift. Because of the important function and potential that they possess. Shamshkele, all the time, being Shasplachim and so on. So that's why Pshuti creates makes the water with presence to it. And Shukri Dimapres does not make the water measure. I think that's the future in coming days. What do you mean by have to switch it? Because Mishnah says, my shukim in the shom, shemisaru bichotzer of yuko, but mal is hamor. So three different cases. Misaru bichotzer, one case. Misaru bichotzer, second case. Our miles is our miles are more and the steps. A third case, third situation. So that's why he says, Omu our miles are more. Hebrews is Hosolema. She no power and rule of the Hotzar of Bais. Oy be there. She needs shop. We are miles are more. We are Hanuko Hamayim and Mori. We all will be Hanor. We need to shop. In the king, in the Yishal, he requires, in the Yishal, he requires, she needs. It's a literal translation. So Yisha, even though Moshiach Kiddush itself, Yisha means inquire, not require. But in Arabic, it was probably the same word. But in Kabbalah's day, he says, "Iniwa karubes pirachas achotzer v'gumeshon." The Amalas are more, it's so more clear. והכך נמשך המים הרום בעוד חמור ונשכם שם יפה הרי הוא הלכי ונחר not Yisha see because as Kapach himself points out he was careful not to translate it well. Okay, אמנם כשזוך אויתי המשנה לברס משנה נשאול. Two examples, two cases. In other words, the Rambam has two Rishonim, where the Mishnah discusses three situations or two situations. So first he says the Mishnah discusses three different cases. Mayim Shubim Nikshon Mishin Sa'u B'Chotzer, case number one. Mayim Shubim Nikshon Mishin Sa'u B'Yuko, case number two. Mayim Shubim Nikshon Mishin Sa'u B'Mayim Samoro. Case number three. Now he says, maybe the Mishnah just discusses two cases. Two Mishnah, two examples. The Hushi Yisau B'chotzer, the Yisau B'liuko, the Yimshechu B'liuko, or Yisau B'almalas Hamon. Not three, but two. Two. Omnom Yisheshon Amshocho. But the mind shooting will go down to the mikveh directly, not through Amshochet. And the mind shooting and mind shooting yield him al yashon directly, the bear echot. al yashon. He means directly. Look how Kapach does it. Avon mihuisa shomam shochet, ala mai makshin, umayim shuim yerdi lehed yerim kumachas. Lehed yerim kumachas. So, vuom ua arizim ikalkim sich amayim, vikiluach ua azolas amayim, vanan vanachnu nachim yikya. Vizeh, שהוא מקווה ממשום מים שירים וזה המקווה כדי שיגיע עם מוער משלוי שסלו במים שירים כי הוא מקווה כושר והוא מקפיד במה שיגיע שום אחר זה ממים שירים כי ממשום הוא יפסיד עם מים שירים כפי שבאר וכבר מספוי לו גם כי שמרנו גימולו במים שירים פריטו נס המקווה אומנו הוא אם יגיעו בעצם המקווה אומנם משפחה מים חוץ למקווה, ויורו המקווה, כי מלכושה, בתנאי שירי המים נקשיר מהגילים. נראות, just give a look to my machine, if it falls directly in the mikve, not to המשוחה, possible. But if it falls to המשוחה, only if rov falls to המשוחה, it possible. ויומרו נשאס, מורד הכיבייס, שובו שימשכו הקשרו, אך היסטוריה שיהיו השובים מיהו את המקווה, כמו שבו הלאו, לא של המשנה, ואולי תנא איזה דובו רשמיונו השס, יום רום שובו שימשכו הקשרו, וזה יש המשנה בו, וזה הלא שלו. So yes, the question. Why does more in school is that have to tell us that המשוך is effective only במיעוט או isn't it the first Mishnah here? First Mishnah here. So he says, Osalash Minon, Masinus and Osalash Minon, Leidiyash Ueisiklom, Beil, Lepish Yuru Mishau, Zesa Mishnah, the Omro Machinipu Ataribis Amayim Shubi Umayim Shem, Chutzlim, the Isarit Hakon Yud Moshiko Mitre, אמנם הוי המים שירים בשיח המקווה ומים שוב ומשוך לירד בשיח המקווה פייסלם גימולוגים וישניונו השעס שאתו הוי השוב ובדי נמשך לדול סוכר as long as we you see remember the Rash says that according to the Tanya of this Mishneh המשוך is only effective if the Amisari of Chutz למקווה and then the mixture in its totality is נמשך into the mikveh. But suppose the mayim shuvim, the yuteso mayim shuvim, are nimshach and mikveh separately, not bitarubes and yinik shomim, then amshoch is not effective. He says, the gimorim kmure holds the counter. But according to the Tanam, the Mishneh, the Rash says, only when there is itarubes of miut mayim shuvim, and drove make shomim chuzim, then the totality is nimshach. Then it's effective, then it's kosher. Otherwise it's possible. That's the Rash explanation of that Mishnah. The Rambam explained the Mishnah differently. All the Mishnah says is that if it comes in directly, so then it's not effective. But if it comes in through Amshoche, even if it comes in separately, it is effective. But one could make a mistake and assume that the Pshat of the Mishnah is the way the Rash explains it. That's why the Gemara Mure advises us. No, that the Pshat in the Mishnah is not the way the Rash explains the Mishnah. But the Pshat in the Mishnah is that if it comes in directly, not to Amshoche, then it's possible. But if it comes in from Shochet, even not in the form of Darubis, even separately, then it's still effective. This is what I'm saying. Then he says, Ubikisepte, the blessed of the Yakifong and God, she is the ratio of power of social media. Show me, the Maui, the Captain, the Mason, the Sefer, the Saw, who please come in the Saul of the Hotch, the Omru, who is the Sefer, Rosalima is Hadam, Rahayat, the Real Mai. ואילו המים לא במצין הגל ונשאר במים לחוצה כבר מסבור לכו שזה יישא חשוב השם שפור יצטור שיירים מהכושר והשוב משוב ועל זה הכבונה רומזו בתפיל השכול ביומרו מסכנס המכויס יש לכם שום וכחושת ישגודו מאית רבו יהיו בארס המערו ששובו שימשכו הקשרו ואפילו היו המקווה כולי שואו הם ירחזות יאוססס וכחני המערו פסקים ותשובה שימשכו all the men so is also kshir and he's chilek on it and here he says and on the God made who is the Israel made he doesn't say but the Rambam expresses himself very sharp he says v'nyarag al zeh v'amu Yisrael he was skilled with the wrist and the arm he, I suppose narrowly it is idiomatic, but look how Kapach translates. Uchvodimo adim godu meid the Eretz Garvono. What's Eretz Garvono? That smile. So he says, he left the Arabic word called Gavono. Why Gavono? Because in Arabic, he explains it. In Arabic, Gavono can have two meanings. It can mean west, and it can mean exile. Maybe Gavono Sarambam was not the Eretz Amayron, but the Agelo. But how could he say that the Rambam meant Agelo when the Rambam was Chazoko? Chochom b'chach mi'amayro. So we see that he really meant viral, not viral. But anyway, he left the Arabic word. And then he said, instead of that, the Amo b'Israya, he says, v'negvak al-kach b'keach. He was fought, not he was killed. Because in Arabic, there is probably, you know, an idiomatic expression. And a specific expression, you know, as in English, you know, sometimes people say they wanted to lynch him for it. Did they mean mamash lynching? They don't mean mamash lynching. In other words, they wanted to fight him, not mamash lynching to kill him. But the original translation is a literal translation. That's why he says here. He said, Udlo bozen posam yisikrei bi yi sei duki meivin yisikrei. Now, he doesn't say who the Chochom Odom Godu was, but the Ayvet, Bala Nefesh, he mentions that she came in the name of the Lord. And the Ram, in Shavuos, so mentions it in the name of the Lord. And many of the Shavuos, it's not mentioned. You should look up in the Hilchas Mikvoyes in the Riv in Shavuos. I think now it is one time. But the Riv doesn't say it. You can interpret it that way, but we see that the Ravid and the Ramban and the Ram, they all assume that that is the Shita of it. It's very difficult and unreasonable to say that the Ramban, when he said that Odom Godu Choshak Mishkodu Meish Ravayinum, he had referenced it. Because the Rish was the Rebbe of the Rambam's Rebbe. The Rambam, the Rebbe of the Rabbis, of the Rambam's Rebbe's Rebbe. The Rambam was the Talmud of his father, Rav Maimon. And Rav Maimon was the Talmud of Rav Yosef ben Migash. And Rav Yosef ben Migash was the Talmud of the Rebbe. But still, the Rambam, the Chazoko, he was Rav Yisai. Or Rav Yitzchak Hoffa said, we are Rav Yosef ben Migash. So he considered the Rebbe as a Rebbe, even though he never met him. And he was born after the Ptira of the Rebbe, so he still considered him as his Rebbe. It's difficult to assume that the Rambam meant the Rebbe. But we don't know any other Rishonim who mentioned that Rebbe, except the Rebbe, and the Rebbe doesn't say it explicitly. Anyway, that is. Yeah, no, we have two. Perik Hey. First with the Rambam. Mayon Shevili Al Gadi Hashekis. Post. What kind of Hashekis does the Mishnah reference to? A Mechubit Hashekis? Or a Tolit Hashekis? Obviously, Tolit Hashekis. Mechubit Hashekis. No problem. Mayon Shevili Al Gadi Hashekis is post. Why is it possible? Because the Sheikis, he told me the Sheikis, has a Shemkuria, and it has a tank. So any water that enters into the Sheikis becomes choked. If it really is a Sofo, Kosho, Kosha Kuto. Shamayim Taya Behosho. Most Hashem explain. If really I got a supper cold shoe, kosha kutuo, shamayim retire the whole shoe, it means this. Let's say this is a shake, it has a tail. Here is a mayim. Let's say this is a mayim. Then water comes from the mayim. And it goes into the shake, into the tail. Into the tail. And then it goes out of the tail of the shake. And it is zeichel here. Outside the shakes. So it's possible. And Pashtis Loshna Mishnah, and certainly according to most Kashanim, you'll see why I say according to most Kashanim, because there is a Machlekin in the Yosef, but there is a Taitzik in the Nevis Yosef, it's very basic Machlekin in the Pshat and the Rashbo, but according to most Kashanim, so it means that it's possible, not only possible, you cannot be tevil in the water while the water is still in the shakes, but it's even possible after it goes out of the shakes. And it's zeichel outside, when it floats outside, above the shakes, and into the karka here. So it's also possible. But Hevile al gabi sofa kosheru is kosher kutzlo. So according to most Hashemis, so and according to the basic Taichik's pshat in the Chuvis Rashbo, so it means Hevile al gabi sofa, first water went into the teich of the Sheikis and passed out of the Sheikis and started to flow here on the car beyond the shakes. Then some water did not go into the teich of the shakes, but just passed on the rim of the shakes. See this way? On the rim of the shakes. Now this has a teich, but the water that passes on this rim, so it's never in the teich. Never in the teich. I mean, how much water could pass over the rim? Of course, this is a very, very small, tiny rim, but she just could have a big rim. Let's say the rim is as thick as this. So, and here, suppose there is a big teich. First, water passed into the teich and passed out of the teich. And then some water passed, drops of water from the mile passed over this rim. This has no teich. Or as a matter of fact, this has a teich, because it bulges out, so it has a teich. But suppose it would be flat, it wouldn't bulge out, so it wouldn't have a teich. So some water passed, drops of water passed over the rim of the ship, and then it passed out and started to flow on the car. Now, the water that passed into the teich of the shakes became shoal, because it was contained for a moment. Even for a split second, it becomes shoal. If for a split second, it happens to be contained in the teich, but the water that never entered into the teich of the shakes just passed, traveled along the rim of the shakes, never became shoal. Never became shoved. never became shoal. So then this water also passed out, started to flow beyond the ships. It started to flow underground there. And the water that entered the Tichel Sheikes also passed out of the Sheikes, and it commingled with the water that was traveling under him, and then started to flow here. So mele, the water, this water was shoal, but there is aloha ashoki. There is aloha ashoki. Now, in order to affect ashoki, so if it's mimikre, so then only when my dear former children become a chube and become in contact, they become communal with mem sof of mikve, so then the show of the year to form I'm showing this program. But suppose you have contact between me and my own, even if it's a mashu, it has the potential of affecting Hashoke. So here, a mashu of water was traveling on the rim of the Sheikhs, and then it started to flow outside the Sheikhs and became commingled. It came in contact with the water that became shoal as a result of entering for a moment into the tail of the Sheikhs. So mele, the mashu water, mimayo, the mashu mimayo that started to flow beyond the rim of the Sheikhs and came in contact with this water that heretofore showed was entire to Ashoke, this water. That's the pshat. Havir al gabisofa koshu, kosha pito, shamayim mitaya, bichoshu. Now let's look into the Rav. Mayim shehavir al gabashim, shehukli, bilui shekin shebisera, posol lehadlu bimayim shebisich ha-shekis, ובמיום שייצים ואיתו מן השקס לחוץ. הויר ויאמיון כולם שיפכים משיח השקס. אבל ימי המיון איברים על ספס השקס. סיבת פרה השקס. תראים. So this משהו of the מיון never became shown because it never entered the tape. כל שהוא אף על פי שנקסוס ומאיתו משיח השקס. כושר להדבו במים שעל ספס השקס או יחוץ עוד דמיון מתאי על הכל. This is the pshat. According to most Rashani and according to the Itaychik's interpretation of the Chulis HaRashbo, it's also the pshat by the Rashbo. According to the Bes Yosef's pshat by the Rashbo. Basic halachas in the course, in Mamre, the very basic halachas in the course. You'll find I don't want to go over inside the text, but you look it over. I mean, I'm explaining it. It's in Siman Rejalet, Daf Kuf, and it starts the important part of the Yosef, where he mentions the whole correspondence between him and the basic Taichik. It's a strange name. So he was a contemporary of Bes Yosef, and one of the daily ador in the time of Bes Yosef, and he corresponded with Bes Yosef. So he mentions, he quotes the lotion of the tshuva of Rabbi Yisrael Taichek to him and what he answered it. But it starts on Daf Kuf, it's in the Shalat Daf Kuf, the paragraph after the first two dots in the first column of the Kufam Dalar, the dash across the Rajbo, the Gimel Simon Rish Chokhes, Shalto Mayan and Vea, the Mayan Hilchim with Neres, Tachasakarke, Umiskaps, Vira Achas, Uvichvira Eklish, Umiskaps in Shalamayan, ומשום ליפול לפנות רוחם ידערך עוד הלך העמית במה. In other words, there was a shaila that could have been asked by Rabbonim of Arab America. As a matter of fact, it was asked. Rav Tzvi Trojansky mentions a tshuva from the Netziv to him, Rav Turushki, in the Sefer Taras HaMaalim. I mean, you do well if you look it up. See, the Turushki Sefer. From time to time, because he mentions very important things. So he has the whole lotion of the tshuva of the Netziv to Tzvi Trojansky. It's not in the Mishnah. I didn't see it in the Mishnah. So it's a separate tshuva. Tzvi Trojansky was one of the dear Israel. Rav Michael Feinstein told me. He told me when he was in America about 30 years ago, he was the first cousin of Chaim Meza Potensky. That Michael Feinstein said he heard from my uncle, Blisya Olv, that Tzvi Potensky was such a goyim that had he remained in Europe, he could have become a Rav Chaim Meza. But he went to America, you know, he went to America probably 80 years ago, you know. In those years, so he did not become as great a guru as his cousin, Chaim Meza. But he was of the same caliber. He was another guru. I mean, he had America, so who knew of him? I mean, then came a modern rabbi, and he was considered by the masses as a bigger rabbi than Trigodensky. Although Trigodensky couldn't deliver his sermon in English. And that modern rabbi was able to deliver his sermon, but he was one of the daily Yisrael, a daily Yisrael 50 years ago. So he mentions a tshuva. He mentions a tshuva from the Netziv. He inquired from the Netziv. I mean, I don't want to say unfortunately, but it's not something to be found. I mean, we have to give credit to Gary Rabbani. They abolished these schools. But 50 years ago, not in York, and I'm sure not in Chicago, but you know, in the smaller cities, you know, in the West, you know, in the South, so many mikvahs, the water came from the reservoir system, from the city water system. City water system. Now, and in the reservoirs under the ground, so we had the mosquito. Gently mosquito. And still, Rabbonim Deilin will matter. So, that was about the influx of the Hungarian Rabbonim into America. So, that was about. That was about. But the daily, I mean, in America, were real daily, were mattered. And it was, of course, it's just a park. It wasn't so easy, you know, to construct, because it wasn't 50 years ago, it wasn't like today. I mean, 50 years ago, so how many Shemuel Mitzvahs did you have in these times? Of course, in Queens, New York, there never was such a mitzvah. But I don't want to say unfortunately, because it was approved by them because of the situation, the hardship situation. It was a question of enabling Jews to observe Taras HaMishpacha and these things. So there is a tshuva from the Netziv. Now, so the Netziv discusses the machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the Bes Yosef and Rabbi Yosef in Taichik as to the Pshat in the Pashim. Now, according to Bes Yosef, so you look it up in Bes Yosef, that Kufa Midawa, starting with the paragraph the first word of we chant, Vidama Shikos Paraj, Chu. So, Tafku from Dauf. Now, so according to the Vesios Pshat in the Rajbo has an altogether different Pshat in the Mishnah. Mayim she'evirei al gabei ha'sheikes posel. Hevirei al gabei sofo kol shehu kosher chutzo. So how was it explained? How was it explained by the Rabbi of Nora and by Moses Hashem? Even though the Yosef claims that the Rash doesn't explain that. But let's see, how was it explained by the Rabbi of Nora? The way I mentioned. So possible hatfil b'mayim shebisich ha'shekes u'b'mayim sheyetzim ve'edrim min ha'shekes v'chut. So not only you cannot be teveil in the mayim while the mayim is still inside the sheyetz, even after the mayim flows out from the sheyetz and starts flowing here on the ground outside the sheyetz, you cannot be teveil chutzo either. Except if you have a mashu of nylon flowing all the time on the rim of the sheikis without entering the teich of the sheikis. So that mashu of nylon never became show. Then when it goes out and it joins the mayim from the teich, so then it's mitayer the heretofore mayim that war inside the Teich of the Sheikis for you. But Bais Yosef says that according to the Rashba, the Pshat is different. Mayim Shevira Sheikis possible Lidveil Biseichai inside the Sheikis while the water is still inside the Sheikis. You cannot retain it while the water is still inside the Sheikis. Actually, I mean the Rashi, the Rashi, the Rashi, the Rashi. Why shouldn't it be able to be taken inside the Sheikis? After all, there is a connection between the Sheikis and the Mayim. A Shvaras Aneid connection. So here we play Shvaras Aneid. So why is it different than Sidor, Tevu, Mikul, Shabiyam if there is an opening Shvaras Aneid connection? Between the Yam and the Siddur Tevu Mikul, you can be table kelim inside the Siddur Tevu Mikul. That's a kasha. So what terrors do they give? The Rash says that if it hadn't been installed, Nikva Bikar Kein Ochaname, you could be table inside the Sheikis. But in view of the fact that it is installed in the Karakein, so it's worse. So Milan says, Exilim the Rabbah. And the Rosh also says with the Rabbanon you cannot be taken. But with the Raise, so all these the Sheikim appear to say that you could be taken inside the Sheikis. So the Mele, this Yosef says that according to the Chiris Arashbo, Mishnah says, Mayim Sheikir Al-Gabah Sheikis is possible. So it means possible to be taken inside the Sheikis. And even that with the Raise is good. Even that with the Rashi is good. But with the Rabbanon, because of the Gzeira, as the Rashi says, alright, as the Rosh says, Zeiro Shemedit will be Kelim. So Mimele, he cannot be Teveil inside the Sheikis. Even though with the Rashi said, through your voice, you should be able to be Teveil inside the Sheikis too. But with the Rabbanon not. So with the Rabbanon not, only inside the Sheikis now. But once, it passes. So, Hevira Gabi Sofo, so it doesn't mean Sofo, the water that went and Sofo Minat Dodim all the time. It means this Sofo Achitzenis. You see, the water, once the water flowed out, passed out from the Teich, outside, and started to flow on the Karke, this Sofo Achitzenis. Not this suffer, the suffering has done it. So then, the same water, once it goes out of the Sheikis and starts to flow on the ground, So then he can attain on it without a shock. But without a shock, if he became shocked, the answer is how can you be able in it without a shock? The answer really is it never became shock. Because he will be pushed for us, and with the I say, so you could be table inside the Shaker's table. It was like see the table in the middle of the if there is a connection with the Yam, Kishvara Sanei, so you can be table inside the Siddha table in the middle. Because by being table inside the middle, it's considered like being table in the Yam itself. It will be but with the Rabbono, Zero Shemidu Mikoi, the Chachorim said, Posse. So then zero is only possible to be tabled while the water is still inside the keel. So then there is a zero shemilito b'sechakli that is not mechuba to the minds. Masheinke, once it passes out of the keel, then you can be tabled in the same water because show me didn't become even on the abono level it didn't become. So, a general gavisopa doesn't mean if a mash of water passed all the time and the rims in Asgodi, so that never became show, and then it passed out and joined the water that was inside the sheikes and also passed out. So then it affects for a shocking entire the year to fall, mind shubi that was inside the sheikes. But it means, a real Gabi Sopo means this Sopo of its aims, not the Sopo of Nazdan. You see, that is enough. A real Gabi Sopo called Shu Koshek. And then this Yosef says that the Rash also explained it. He couldn't say the Rabbi, nor explain it. But he says the Rash also explained it. That's the truth. Is it even time to check his head? Is very militant under the system. And he says that no, the Pshat in the Rajpo is like the Rambam Noah says, Mayim Shehidil Agav HaShekes Posol Bein Bisei HaShekes who baby mayim she eats in the evening as she gets the hoops in after they pass out from this suffocating because it becomes shore already. So without a shoke, it cannot become prayer. But if there is a masha mayim that never enters the teich of the sheikhs and always travels on the suffering as only and then it passes out and joins the heretofore show that also passed out from the tail into the outside. So then this mushroom in Mayon affects Ashoke and this abundant mind that became from. Because a mushroom of Mayon can affect Ashoke. Shamayim mitayer bechosh. That's the pshat in the Rashi, and of course that's the pshat in the Rashi. That's the pshat in the Rashi. So the reason is why certain building more matter because in the remote corners of America was because they did it reluctantly. Because it wasn't easy to construct mikvahs in those cities. In those cities, I mean, who had a sense for mikvahs in those days? In those days. No one had a sense for, I mean, there were many Shemri Shabbos who were never Mechal Shabbos in the course of the years that they stayed here, but they didn't know about that. It was a very unfortunate situation. And it wasn't easy to construct a mikveh with hashoke beir and isriya beir. That involves a lot of money, you know. And then make a shvarasanit connection the Beisat Tfila, you know, and of course, the president employees also, the water in the Beisat Tfila comes through the city system. But in those days, in certain remote corners of America, so many employees where the water came from the city system. How could it come from the city system? But certain equipment in the reservoirs under the ground in the city system, so heavy this heat. There was a question about that too. Some claimed that there was no this heat. There was no this heat. And even if you have this heat, it was constructed deliberately to hold water. It was constructed for some other reason. For some other reason, not to. And then they passed out of the reservoirs, you know, of the equipment outside, and there was a connection to the Mayon, you know, to the Mayon, to the springs in the city or outside of the city. Some Mele, they said, according to the Bes Yosef's pshat in the Rashbo, and the Bes Yosef pshat in the Rash, so it's Kosher Chutzalot. And then they said that the way the water system was constructed, so even according to the reason in Taichik, no probability was there. So that's the reason as to why certain daily Muammatam employees in certain cities in America. But in New York, there never was such a, because in New York you had the many Jews who had a sense for employees. I don't think that in big cities like Chicago is, but you had it in many cities, and it had the approval of the labor. It's to the credit of the getting up on the labor. They made such a possible. And they abolished it. They abolished it. So that is the machlokes between Bes Yosef and Yosef and Taichi. Now, according to Bes Yosef, so the Rashbo and the Rash don't explain the Mishnah the way Rabbi Vadim Bar Nora explains, and the way the Rambam explains. The Rambam admittedly explains it like the Rabbi Vadim Bar Nora. Rabbi Vadim Bar Nora explains it like the Rambam, you see. But according to Bes Yosef, so when Mishnah says, Mayim Shehbira al Rashik is possible, it means possible to be tangled inside cities. But once the water passes out, in view of the fact that it's connected all the way to the Mayon, so it's kosher. It never became show. But why was it possible to be tangled inside the Sheikhs? With the right city, you could be tangled. But with the Rabbonim, you couldn't be tangled. And with the Rabbonim, it's not that with the Rabbonim to show. With the Rabbonim, it's a special Zerah. Even though show it isn't. But you can't be tangled inside. But once it passes out of the Sheikhs, over the sofa, the sofa retains without a shot. So you can be tangled in the same way. Alright. Now, Kosha Kutosh, Hamayu Mikaya Bekosh, Elvira Yal Gabin Pecho, Elvira Yal Gabin Pecho. Now, so that's the first part of it. Now, in the second part, one has nothing to do with the other. It's like two separate missions. Elvira Yal Gabin Pecho, the CK, Harelu Kinik. In other words, you had the Mayon, and you channeled the Mayon so that the water from the Mayon should flow into a pool. Into a pool. Let's say, here is the Mayon. The Sikabal and Elish represents the Mayon. And this piece of paper represents the pool. And then he manipulated that the water from the Mayon should enter the pool. That became it. This is the pool. This is Skalka. So, the CK, Harelu Kinik. So, as long as it doesn't interrupt the connection, so then it's Kimayo. It's Kimayo. Because because water from the Mayon keeps on running from the Mayon into the pool. So it's Maya Mamesh. It's Maya Mamesh. So it's kosher. Even for tefillas, zogim tzoroi, who have to be tevil themselves, dafkin amayon imayim chayim, not in the mikre. But suppose it's a viri al gam brecho, he manipulated that water from the mayon should flow into the pool, into the mechubadik pool, and then he severed the kamesh. He severed the kamesh. So I think, so the water in the pool remains kosher, but it doesn't have the halation mayon. It only has the status of a why not mayon? The answer is mayon means mayon. So as long as there is connection and there is continuity of flow from the mayon to the pool, so then it's mayon, it's been mayon. But the moment the connection was severed, so it entered into the pool, and then the connection at the beginning of the prayer was severed. So then it's not been mayon anymore. It's not been mayon anymore. It has a din of mimayon as long as there is continuity of flow between the mayon and the pool. But if the flow is interrupted, the connection is severed. So according to most Hashemim, hipsike means at bitchilas habrecho. He severed the connection at the beginning, at the entry of the brecho. Because according to the Rambam, if Siki means not the entry of the Brecho, but the exit of the Brecho. But the other Rishon, they explain that if Siki means this connection was severed. According to the Rambam, it means if Siki, this connection was not severed. But he severed the connection so that it wouldn't flow outside the Brecho. It would remain there. That's it. But according to the other Rishonim, if Siki means bitchilas habrecho, at the entry of the brecho, not the exit of the brecho. Hareinu kinikre. Now, chozar v'himshichei, then he re-established the connection. That again, there should be continuity of flow. So, it's possible is obim umtzoroyim ulkadish memechadish. So here he doesn't say harein hafal pikein harein kimitre. So that means that it's not kimitre, because in the ke before it's chozav umshichei, so it's not only mufke of my chayim, it's mufke of my mayim. That means not only Gabe Tfilas Zogim, even other claim cannot be table in that unless it has been so. He cannot even be table Kaylee, because as far as Zogim is concerned,
Miss McVoss, your test, by the way.